Well, James meets Betty, indignantly refused a $5,000 bribe offered by Mr. Neff for Betty to go away and forget his nephew Carl. Betty telephoned Jane, but Jane misunderstood her to say that Mr. Neff offered the bride $5,000. She couldn't understand Betty turning it down, so Jane went and collected the money herself, just as Mr. Neff was changing his mind about the lovers. It's early evening at the Aces. Jane enters, gaily waving the check as she calls to Laura the maid. Listen.
Laura, where are you? Are the folks home yet? Laura?
Come in, are you home already?
Yes, here I am. I just got in. And look what I got. Just cast your eyes on this.
What is it, ma'am?
What is it? Don't you see where it says $5,000?
$5,000?
Paid to the order of Betty Taylor, $5,000. Wait till she sees this.
Oh, then he gave it to you, ma'am.
Of course he did. This is it. There's his name, T-Y-N-F. Right there. See it?
Oh, yes. Is it good, ma'am?
Is it good? Is Mr. Neff just good? Laura, how can you answer a question like that?
Well, ma'am, I...
Don't you know that Mr. Neff has unlimited credit? Don't you know that Mr. Neff is the director of this bank? Don't you know that Mr. Neff is one of the richest millionaires in this city, much less state?
Oh, no, ma'am, I didn't know all that.
Well, he certainly is. The man at the bank where I went to ask if the check was good told me all about it.
Oh, he did?
He certainly did. He said he wished he had a check of Mr. Neff for $500,000.
$500,000?
That's just what I said. I said $500,000. How many million is that?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am.
No, I asked him that, this man. We had the longest talk. He was awfully nice. I told him all about Betty and Carl and everything. He said he hoped he'd come and put the money in their bank. But I didn't say anything because I noticed he had a suitcase all packed right beside his desk. You can't take chances, you know. And besides, I think Betty and Carl might want to spend most of it on their honeymoon. Is anybody home yet?
No, ma'am, but they should be coming pretty soon. I was just getting dinner when you told
me. Oh, I can't wait till I tell them. Imagine Betty turning down all this money. I told Mr. Neff, I said, she wasn't thinking when she said she wouldn't take it. His lawyer was there with him. He was pretty nice. He had a flaw in his coat. Oh, I can't wait to show this to Betty. And wait till Mr. H sees it.
Yes, ma'am. They'll sure be surprised.
Surprised? That's not the word. They'll be very surprised.
Yes, ma'am. They sure will. $5,000. Betty is so lucky.
I should say she is. She's lucky to have an aunt like me. Imagine her not wanting to take this money.
Oh, here comes somebody now, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so excited. Is that you, dear?
Yes,
Jane, it's dear Mars. Oh, well, come in, dear Mars, and wait till you see what I've got.
Hello, Jane. Isn't Dave home yet?
No. Mars, the most wonderful thing happened. Just fast your eyes on this.
What is it?
What is it? It's $5,000.
$5,000? Where'd you get that?
Well, look who autographed it. See whose name that is.
Jane, what's this all about?
Surprise?
Well, sure.
See, Laura, what did I tell you? Very surprised.
Yes, ma'am.
Jane, what is the meaning of this?
Well, Mars, to make a long story, it all happened.
Don't make a long story. Just tell me briefly. How did you come to get a check from Mr. Neff for $5,000?
Well, it happened when Betty called me up and said she'd been to see Mr. Neff. You know, he called her last night and told her to come over this morning.
Yes, I know. What did he say to her?
Well, he offered the bride $5,000.
The bride?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then he given his consent to Betty and Carl?
Sure. Why would he offer the bride $5,000 if he didn't consent?
So what happened?
Oh.
When Betty called you.
Oh, well, you can imagine how I felt when Betty told me she turned it down.
She turned it down?
Yes. Well, when she told me that over the phone, I couldn't believe my receiver. I said, Betty, you didn't. And she said, I certainly did. Well, I was dumbfounded. And before I could bawl her out, she hung up on me. Well, that got my goat. You know how I am when I get mad, Mom.
Yes, Jane, go on, please.
Well, no sooner said than done. I got my hat and coat and called a taxi and drove over there like a bat out of a belfry.
Go over where? To Mr. Mann?
Yes, and I told him that Betty just wasn't thinking when she turned it down.
Wasn't thinking, huh?
Yes, I told him she was young and all that, and we hummed and hawed, and finally they gave me the check.
Say, who's there?
Mr. Neff. Oh, and his lawyer. He was there, too.
His lawyer? Yes. What was he doing there?
Oh, I don't know. He was there when I got there. Mr. Claiborne, that's his name.
Now, wait a minute. There's something rotten in Denmark.
Oh, what do we care what's going on way over there? Isn't this wonderful, Mom?
Jane, hold on here. I smell a mouse.
Say, Claiborne?
I smell a mouse.
Laura, is something burning in the kitchen?
No.
Oh, no, ma'am, I haven't.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute, Jen. I'm afraid there's something wrong here.
Wrong? What do you mean wrong? How can anything be wrong with $5,000?
That's just the point. I don't get this. Daddy turned it down, but you accepted the $5,000?
Yes, what's wrong about that?
Now, wait. Let's put two and two together.
Two and three.
Huh?
$5,000, that would be two and three.
Oh, all right. Have it your way, but I sure don't see why that is.
Oh, here they are. Is that you, dear?
Yes, Jane.
Is Betty with you?
Yes, Jane.
Now, for the surprise. Just watch the expression on his face, especially Dave.
Oh, you home already, Marge?
Yes, I'm afraid I am.
Well, what? I guess I better go and hurry Jen and then.
Yes, Laura, go ahead.
Nothing for me, Laura.
No dinner, Miss Betty.
Betty, what do you mean, no dinner?
I mean, I don't feel like eating.
But, Betty, wait till you hear what
I'm... Jane, with the letter alone, she's feeling very low, and I don't blame her.
But wait till she hears
what's the matter, Betty.
Oh, everything. I'm just miserable.
But, Betty,
oh,
wait till...
Oh, she saw Ned this morning, and he offered her a bribe to go away.
A bribe?
Yes. That old busybody wasn't my partner, and if I didn't meet him in my business, I'd like to take a good poke
at
him.
Oh, this is terrible.
I know it, Mark.
Oh, Betty, it's worse than you think. Jane.
What?
Tell them.
Well, it sounded like bride.
What did she say?
I said it sounded like bride over the telephone.
What sounded like bride? What did you say,
Aunt Jane? Didn't you tell me over the telephone this morning that Mr. Neff offered the bride $5,000 and you turned it down?
Offered the bride? I said bride.
But I thought you said...
Oh, stop beating around the bush. Get to the point, Jane.
Oh, stop hollering at me.
Yeah, stop shouting at her, Marge. She just didn't understand what Betty said, that's all. There's nothing to throw a fit about.
Oh, there isn't, Tom.
No. Now, don't look so upset, Jane. Look at you. What's the matter?
I'm shaking like a leaf.
Well, take it easy. Don't let Marge upset you this way. Why do you pick on her like this?
You'll find out.
I'll find out what?
Oh, what I did.
Oh, now, just relax, Jane, and take it easy what did you say?
Oh, what I did, dear.
What you did?
Well, you see, sir, he thought he said he wanted
stay
to...
Stay out of this, Laura.
Well, Jane, what happened?
Well, I thought you said he wanted to give the bride $5,000 and he turned it down.
So what? Come to the point.
Who's shouting now?
And you stay out of this, Mark. Jane, what is it?
Well, I went to see Mr. Neff. I told him Betty changed her mind and he gave me this check for $5,000.
Oh,
Jane. Isn't that awful?
I know, dear. What a dummy I am. Just call me Charlie McCarthy.
My whole life.
Oh, stop that crying, Betty. Jane, let me see that check.
Here it is. I thought she said bride. It sounded like bride. Oh, what a dummy I am. Just put me on your knee and call me Charlie McCarthy.
Across my knee, you mean?
Oh, yes, anywhere. I thought he said bride. Bride, Betty, not bride. Over the phone, it sounded like bride.
Don't speak to me again, Aunt Jane.
I'll never speak to a phone again as long as I live.
And don't speak to me, and I'll never speak to you again either.
I don't blame you, Betty.
Can I tell you not to speak to me? Look, what am I going to do?
Oh, this has got me. I don't know.
After I sat there this morning and told him I wouldn't touch a cent of his money. I think I heard him convinced that it wasn't his money I was after, but I really loved Carl.
Oh, what a dummy I am. I can't get over me. Marge, I swear on the staff of wheat cakes that I thought she said bride.
And this is the last straw. I'm with Betty in this.
Don't talk to her, Marge.
I really should.
You're not going to, and none of us will. That'll keep her out of everybody else's business. What she did to this girl.
Oh, Uncle Lee.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, just take it easy, Betty. I know just how you feel.
But, dear, over the
phone. We'll have to do something about this, Marge. I wonder where Carl is.
He went to see his uncle to bail him out for even trying to drive.
Oh.
No, that makes it worse than ever.
But, Marge, honestly, I didn't do it on purpose.
Can you get hold of Carl now?
No, he must be on his way to see his uncle now.
Marge, I'm talking
well,
to you.
Well, we'll just have to wait till he gets here, I guess. It's going to be tough to convince the old man that this was all a mistake.
Miserable.
Oh.
Now, cheer up, Betty. It'll straighten itself out somehow.
We'll do something, Betty. I'll think of something. Dear, how would it
now,
be
Betty,
if I...
Now, Betty, you go on in and get tidied up for dinner. After you've eaten something...
Oh, I don't want anything.
But, Betty, you can't just sit here and fret after all.
Leave her alone, eh?
Well,
maybe we ought to do something at once. Between the three of us, we can think of something.
Yes.
I mean, between the four of us. How about me? Oh, somebody talk to me. Oh, it's lonesome this way. I'll do anything. Oh, I know what. I'll stop payment on the check. How's that?
I can't think of anything. Can you, Marge?
No, not yet. How's that, dear? I'll stop payment on the check. You know, remember the time they sent me the wrong dress and I gave them that check, and when I found out it was the wrong dress, you stopped payment on the check? How's that, dear? I can do that, can't I? Oh, I'll do anything.
Miss Maud.
Yes, Laura, what is it?
Will somebody please tell Mrs. Gates that dinner will be ready in 10 minutes?
Oh, tell her yourself.
Oh, no, not me, Miss Maud. Not after what she did. I wouldn't tell her anything.
Oh, what a dummy.
Well, even Laura has joined the non-speaking campaign. Just what Jane does to get herself and Betty out of the fix they're in, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.